It's been more than a year now since the U.S. Department of Agriculture promised to erase $4 billion worth of debt for, quote, socially disadvantaged farmers. That means farmers of color who have been historically discriminated against by the agency. But because of ongoing lawsuits, some brought by white farmers, that relief has yet to arrive. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports on how the endless waiting is weighing on one Midwestern farmer.
Barbara Norman farms on land her grandfather bought in 1945 in Covert, Michigan, after his family migrated north from Mississippi, where they were sharecroppers. Today, it's known as Barbara's Blueberry Batch.
These are blue crops. They are traditional. Everybody loves blue crops. They're sweet. They're not as large as those.
In March of 2021, Barbara got a letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that lifted a huge weight off her shoulders.
United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency said is going to pay off $385,657.56. This has been promised over a year ago.
And that's only one of the promised payoffs. In total, the FSA promised to relieve Barbara of about $500,000 of debt she owes them. She's taken out loans from the FSA to buy things like equipment for her farm. But the relief hasn't come. She's one of thousands of farmers across the country who's waiting on the debt forgiveness after it was signed into law last year under the American Rescue Plan Act. Since then, the funding has fallen into legal limbo after facing multiple lawsuits from banks and from white farmers alleging discrimination. When the letter arrived at Barbara's house last year, she says she felt an overwhelming sense of relief. But now she worries it will never come.
And it's got you in a limbo, because see, then you missed a year or 2 years because you're waiting for this to get paid off. But you realize if they never pay, you've got to farm, you've got to do whatever you've got to do.
This isn't the first time Barbara's waited on federal relief money. In a famous case from 1999, known as Pigford versus Glickman, black farmers sued the USDA for racial discrimination. The resulting pair of settlements allocated about $2 billion for black farmers. Barbara filed a claim, but was denied. She was told she was not discriminated against and therefore wasn't eligible for a payout. She wonders if history will repeat itself.
If this American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is not adhered to, not taken care of, it says volumes of distrust, volumes of things, of hurt, of pain to the farmers of color in America.
And it could have real consequences for her farm, because before she got the letter from the FSA relieving her of debt, they were threatening to accelerate her loans or face foreclosure.
Are you scared of losing your farm?
I don't want to, and I pray every day. And no, because I'm going to keep fighting.
Over the past century, black farmers have lost more than $300 billion worth of farmland, according to one study, due to the USDA's discriminatory lending practices. Barbara's determined not to let that happen to her farm. But she says she won't pass it down to the next generation unless it's debt-free. So without this federal relief, Barbara's blueberry batch could be lost in yet another preventable closure of a black-owned farm. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.